Welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into something a little different. A newsletter.
A newsletter. Interesting.
Yeah, but not just any newsletter.
Okay.
This one is from the No Agenda show.
Oh, No Agenda.
Yeah, it's dated February 22nd, 2025.
Okay.
And it's packed with some interesting takes.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so No Agenda.
So No Agenda, for those who might not know, is a show that really marches to the beat of its own drum.
Yeah. It's hosted by John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry.
Yes.
And it's entirely listener-funded.
It is.
They operate on a value-for-value system.
That's right, value-for-value.
And this newsletter really embodies that approach.
It does.
It's actually addressed to you, the listener.
Oh, wow.
As a producer.
Interesting.
So we're not just diving into the content of this newsletter.
I see.
But we're exploring this media model.
Yeah, fascinating.
The content itself is, it's thought-provoking.
It is.
We've got predictions about the German elections.
Uh-huh.
Some commentary on American political discourse.
Hmm.
And of course, those signature calls for listener support.
Oh, yeah, of course. Got to keep the lights on, right?
Right. So let's unpack this first up, German elections.
All right.
The newsletter predicts that Friedrich Merz will be the next chancellor.
Friedrich Merz. Okay.
So for those who don't know,
yeah,
tell us a bit about Merz.
So Merz is a longtime figure in German politics, representing the Christian Democratic Union, you know, known for his conservative economic views.
Okay.
And his pro-business stance.
Now, the newsletter throws in a rather interesting comparison here.
Oh.
They liken Merz to that fictional character, Mr. Peepers.
Mr. Peepers. Now, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, you know that timid...
Oh, yeah.
...spectacle science teacher.
From the 1950s.
From that 1950s sitcom, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see where they're going with this.
So it's a striking image.
It is.
And it plays into this larger conversation...
About
how we perceive masculinity.
Uh-huh.
Especially in the context of leadership.
Yeah.
You know, there's this tendency to equate leadership with strength assertiveness.
Right.
Even aggression and Merz with his more reserved demeanor.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily fit that mold.
He doesn't really.
So this leads to some interesting questions for you as the listener.
Okay.
Do our cultural ideas about masculinity affect how we view political leaders?
Interesting.
And do we need to reevaluate our assumptions about what makes an effective leader?
Hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So
shifting gears now to something.
To something.
A bit more, shall we say, controversial.
All right, let's get controversial.
The newsletter dives into Trump's influence on American political discourse.
Okay.
Specifically focusing on what they call cussing women.
Cussing women. Okay.
This is where the newsletter gets particularly provocative.
Provocative? How so?
They argue that Trump's aggressive humor and sarcasm have normalized a certain type of online behavior.
Okay.
Particularly among liberal women.
Hmm. Interesting.
And they even call for the FBI to arrest those making online threats against figures like Trump.
Busk, too.
And Vance.
Okay.
They're claiming that this guy act from some women online is a direct result of the former president's communication style.
So they're drawing a direct line from Trump
to
this online behavior.
Exactly. Now, this raises some complex issues.
It does.
Around online speech threats. And how we as a society address them.
Yeah, where is the line between strong language and a genuine threat?
It's a blurry line.
It is.
And the newsletter seems to suggest that any negative or aggressive language online is a direct result of Trump's influence.
Mm.
Which might be a bit of an oversimplification.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that online behavior is influenced by a multitude of factors.
Right. It's rarely a simple cause and effect situation.
It's very complex.
And it's something for you, the listener, to consider as you navigate the online world.
Right.
How has online communication changed the way we talk about politics? Where do we draw the line between free speech and harmful behavior?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, these are questions.
Questions we all grapple
with. We all grapple with.
And this newsletter certainly adds fuel to that fire.
Like, this little blend is in the water.
I mean, which me also, you know, because
Well, I mean, like, hey, that's me. I'm not one to check who he is.
Between media creators and their audience, expert speaker. It's no longer a one-way street, right? It's interactive. It's participatory, expert speaker. Absolutely. And in cases like No Agenda, it's financially collaborative expert speaker. Precisely. And that brings us to the newsletter's grand finale, expert speaker. Okay. Their concluding statement about why this listener-funded model matters, expert speaker. All right, let's hear it. And I quote, "Your No Agenda show covers and analyzes news without interference. This is because the show is not owned by a large corporation, nor beholden to advertisers, and is solely supported by you. There are no creepy advertisers or corporate or communist influencers telling us what to cover and how to slant things." Expert speaker, it's a bold statement. It really is expert speaker. And it takes us back to some of the big questions we've been exploring throughout this entire deep dive, expert speaker. Exactly like, could this type of listener-supported model be a solution to concerns about media bias and corporate influence? Exactly like, could this type of listener-supported model be a solution to concerns about media bias and corporate influence? Expert speaker. Yeah, it's certainly food for thought, expert speaker. Lots to think about. So as we wrap on our deep dive into this No Agenda newsletter, what are some key takeaways for you, the listener?
Well, we covered a lot of ground, you know.
You did.
From German politics to online rhetoric to the changing landscape of media itself.
It's true.
This newsletter wasn't just about the news.
Right.
It was about how we consume and interact with the news.
Yeah. And they make it very clear that their approach, this listener-funded model, is central to their identity as a show.
They do. They present it as a way to ensure their independence, to cover stories without outside influence.
Which leads to some interesting questions for you to consider.
Okay, like,
Could this model be a solution to concerns about media bias?
Mm.
Is it a sustainable model for independent media in the long run?
Good questions.
Yeah, it's a conversation worth having, especially as we navigate an information landscape that's increasingly fragmented and complex.
For sure.
This newsletter, in its own way, serves as a reminder that we as consumers of media have choices to make.
We do.
Do we passively accept the narratives presented to us, or do we actively seek out diverse voices and perspectives?
And do we support those voices?
Yeah.
Not just with our attention.
Right.
With our wallets.
It's about being an active participant in shaping the media landscape, not just a passive consumer.
Well said.
And that brings us back to the deep dive.
This circle.
We like no agenda, thrive on your engagement, your curiosity, your willingness to explore these complex issues with us.
That's what makes it all worthwhile.
So keep those questions coming, keep diving deep, and keep those comments coming. We appreciate you being here with us on this journey.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone.